It's another edition of the WPCA Insider Report, and we are coming off the third race of the year this past weekend in Medicine Hat, getting set for Guy Wiedig Days coming up in High River on this coming weekend. Very pleased to have join us Chad Harden. He joins us after a pretty good result in Medicine Hat. But, Chad, that's me putting words in your mouth. How did you think Medicine Hat went from your standpoint?
You know, it went pretty good. We had really good crowds there. We tried some new horses, tried some different stuff, and trying to gear up for the big one, Calgary Stampede.
So this is kind of a, you know, nobody wants to use the word tune-up, but if you're trying new technique and you're trying new horses and you have your eye on Calgary, then clearly you're building to something, right?
Yeah, we're all trying to set up to win the big one. I mean, the Stanley Cup is basically the Calgary Stampede of the chuck wagon world, so we're trying to set up new horses and get the old boys all in shape and, you know, get your power play unit basically ready for the Calgary Stampede so you can go 10 strong nights and hopefully be on stage for the big championship on the final night.
So what does it mean, Chad, for you when you're trying out new horses? Where were you tweaking and how many are we talking about in Medicine Hat?
You know, we try to put in two or three new ones every year before we get to Calgary. And, you know, we tried some new outriding horses and they seem to be working well, which is usually a struggle usually sometime of the year because you never know if your old boys are going to hang in there or not, right? So I tried some new outriding horses, and we tried a few new wagon horses in some different spots. Just like hockey in a power play, you try and move some players around every once in a while to generate a new spark and see if it'll work for you.
So, from that, using that analogy, then, is it just something you'll keep in your hip pocket, or, you know, looking ahead to this weekend, is that something you might keep working on this weekend?
Well, we'll keep working on it and try and tweak a little bit more. We get to High River, a pretty good paying show too, so we try to still run hard here, but we'll try some new ones. We get to Pinoca, and Pinoca is basically your playoff round where you get things tuned up and hopefully get to the final round, which is the Stanley Cup, which is, of course, the Calgary Stampede. And, I mean, we're fortunate. We got 29 guys out of our association that get to go there this year to the Calgary Stampede, which makes it tough because they're all really, really strong competitors. So anybody can win it the way it's looking right now.
Chad Harden, our guest on the WPCA Report. Tell me a little bit about building up to this season. Did you change much? Did you bring much in or do anything different in the offseason?
Yeah, I brought three high-quality horses in I bought last fall, and I only got one of them in the system so far. So we're just trying to tweak and get them going. And actually, one of them we sent back to the racetrack already. Just wasn't quite ready. Didn't think he'd make it into the system this year. So send him back there. Hopefully, he'll make a couple dollars on the racetrack and regrouping for next year. It's just like hockey and football. You got your early end draft picks and your high end draft picks, and you hope they succeed. And then you got your camp invites that all of a sudden they turn out. So you try that, and you make a few trades, and you do stuff like that, and hopefully it all comes together at the right time to win it all.
Chad, where do you get your prospects from? Then, if we're going to use the hockey terminology, where do you go to get your horses?
Actually, I buy a lot out of Seattle. It's a racetrack down there. We go down there and I scout for WHL. So we go down there and watch some hockey and watch some football and go to the racetrack down there. And they buy some out of Edmonton. So a lot of guys buy them all across North America. I'm pretty well strict to the West Coast, and Edmonton's pretty well where I go.
And what about your team? What about, you know, the people that make up, you know, your racing group? Is it mostly family? Who's involved?
You know what? Without our sponsors and family and friends, we wouldn't get up and down the road. I mean, I've been fortunate. I've had great sponsors over the years. And, I mean, again, this year we picked up some new ones with Paul Brand's coming on board for the Calgary Stampede. And we've got Myers, Morse, Penny, M&P's coming on. And we got some great sponsors. Spartan Control has been with me for 12 years now on the tour and stuff. And without those guys and some great family and friends helping us and having lots of fun with it, I probably wouldn't be in the situation I am, that's for sure.
He is Chad Harden. He's our guest here on the WPCA Insider Report. Currently sits 10th in the world rankings after three shows. Tell me a little bit about the hockey, though. You mentioned it. You do a little scouting. You work for the Kootenai Ice?
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I actually went scouting for Prince George Cougars a few years ago, and then they changed ownership groups and stuff. So then I went and worked for Kootenai Ice, and we've been there now for 3 years. And I mean, just had the opportunity again this year. We've just changed ownership again this summer, so changes are being made there, that's for sure. And looks like a new group of ownership, and they got some good deep pockets out of Manitoba, and looks like they're going to have some fun with the group back in Kootenai and rebuild the franchise there, and hopefully it gets going. And I mean, Jeff was great with me, Chanel and their family was great with me when I was in Kootenai, and I can't say enough for the organization for they tried to build there in Cranbrook, and 17 years in a row making the playoffs in WHL is a pretty good feat, that's for sure.
No kidding. How did you end up in scouting? What brought you to that?
You know what? Some sponsors and actually the player personnel for the Victoria Royals. He was at a sponsor function in Calgary 1 year, and he came by and he started talking hockey with me. And then, lo and behold, the manager of Prince George Cougars came by one night, and he had a few beers back in the barn. He says, "You seem to know a lot about hockey." I didn't say that. And 3 days later, he phoned me on the way home from the Calgary Stampede and said, "Well, here's your opportunity if you want to come scout." I said, "Well, I don't know if I'm good enough." He goes, "Well, give it a whirl if you want. We'll see what we can do." So that's all history behind me now. So,
what is it about, you know, that role? I mean, that's a pretty that could be a really difficult life and not the nicest times to be traveling. What is it about scouting that's attractive to you?
You know what? It's just a part about learning about players and developing players, just like hockey. And, you know, it's a similar thing in the racetrack area, right? You build prospects and you try to build them. And same thing, I mean, I know the Calgary Flames just traded Brandon Hickey the other day. And you know what? I watched him. He's from Leduc, and I watched him over the years, right? And a great prospect. He never did come to WHL, but a great kid, right? Great family. And, I mean, it's good to see him go to another organization where he's going to get a chance. But, I mean, that's what just like watching, see how this kids progress and see how your horses progress, that's for sure.
I've always thought that, and I've had these conversations, but I'd like to share one with you. I've always thought that your level is the most difficult level to scout. But I think once they become teenagers, they're probably a little bit more formed. But when you're watching, boy, there's a lot of things that go into to development.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially at the age of we're drafting and looking at kids, I mean, height, size, you know, I mean,
yeah.
Family attitude, where they're spot, where they come from in the country, you know, I mean, everything plays a part. Are they country kid? Are they city kid? Have they had a chance to develop? Have they got the skating behind them? You know, have they put in a whole bunch of sting? Are they just raw talents, right? That just athletic ability is great and they can become a great hockey player. So definitely lots of variables involved in it. That's for sure.
Is scouting something, I mean, we're certainly going to get back to your day job here in a second, but is scouting something you want to pursue, Chad?
Yeah, it's been lots of fun. I met lots of great people. And I mean, in the chuck wagon world, it's amazing how many sporting people you meet there and you see them at the rinks in the winter and you're trying to figure out where you get to know them and everything else. And I mean, it's been a great fit for both places for me to be a scout and plus in the chuck wagon world.
Yeah, no. Well, I appreciate you sharing the story with us. Chad Harden is our guest on the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association Insider Report. We've already got our eye on Calgary, but tell me about this weekend coming up in High River. What's this event for you?
You know what? It's sort of a warm-up event for the big Pinoca Stampede. Pinoca's got a $50,000 dash there, too. Not near as big as the Calgary Stampede, but it's a big show there, probably the biggest rural community show in Western Canada, probably in the world, actually, to tell you the truth. And so we're still trying to get a few things lined up for there, right? And, I mean, when you go to Pinoca, right, you hope you have good luck the first 4 days and make the semifinal 8 there so you can run for the 50. And if not, I'll try and tweak a few more things to get ready for Calgary to win the big one.
What about... I didn't mean to cut you off there, but what about conditions? What's High River like in comparison to Pinoca or even Medicine Hat? Where did all these tracks have a different feel for you?
Well, this one here is a little bit longer track than we were in Medicine Hat. So you'll have to make sure you got your wind in your horses and stuff and keep them in good shape. And then you go to Pinoca and it's a long track. And then Calgary switched their track a few years ago to accommodate some stuff. So Calgary's back to a little bit of a shorter track than we're used to. So, I mean, it's a little bit of hit and miss in what you're going to do. It's like going into the old... gardens in Boston, right? A little smaller rink, a little bit different creativity. And then you go to a big rink, you know, you got to make sure everybody's on page with what you're trying to do.
Tell me about, and not to get too far ahead, because certainly, you know, this is a big weekend coming up and Pinoca's big, but everybody talks about Calgary. You won Calgary. How did winning the Stampede change you?
Well, you know what? It was fortunate. When we won it in 09, we weren't expected to win. We were on barrel 4. I mean, I was racing against Mark and Kelly, father-son combination. So my chances were slim and none just because they could, hate to say, gang up on you a little bit. They never did. But just the way it worked out, I was on the outside looking in, so I wasn't even pressured up or nothing. And when we won it all, I mean, it was a great feeling, don't get me wrong. And I sort of did, I'm an old Oilers fan. And I had to do what Wayne Gretzky did, and I took my whole barn crew and everybody I could that was around the barn area up on stage for pitchers and stuff, right? Because without them, I don't get there, right? With all the help and whatever they do. So we got back to the barns after we won it all and had a few soda pops, and I said, "We're all going to Disney World." And they go, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I never expected to win $100,000, so I'm taking the money." And there was 28 of us that went to Disney World that year. So, it was a lot of fun.
No kidding. No kidding. That's amazing. Good on you. Does it change the way, I mean, that's, you know, it's 2009. You've had some runs since then, but does it change the way you approach that event? Do you do anything differently now as the fact that you won there?
No, not much different. You just try and peak at the right time to get ready for there, right? And you hope luck's with you, right? I mean, we've had some good teams in the past, and I mean, sometimes it's bad luck and you hit a barrel or bad weather conditions, you're in a track spot, right? You just don't get to the final eight, or, you know, you have an injury to a key horse and you're set aside, right? You just the way it goes. It's part of the sport, right? I mean, it's just like, hate to see it. It'd be like losing Poplinski when you guys were having a run against Edmonton Oilers, right? If you lost him, you're in struggle because Messi could do whatever he wanted to then more, right? So the way it goes, you got to have luck to win the Stampede, that's for sure.
And when you're hunkered down in Calgary, how much of it is, you know, how much of it is visiting? How much of it is social? You know, you got work to do in the evening, but that's a long event and that's a very high profile event. I'm just curious about life kind of promoting the sport for you at that time.
Well, you know, in our world, and I mean, especially in our track wagon world, we try to have a lot of fun with it, right? And I know sponsors put us up and down the road. So I spend countless hours trying to make sure the sponsors are happy, their clients and customers. And we got a great crew that follow us to make sure the horses are taken care of. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it's my call on the horses and stuff, but they all come to me if they see an injury or anything else, right? So I got a great training staff, and I mean, I got a small market budget, but we got a great crew of people that like having fun. So we go to the Calgary Stampede to have fun, to win it, but we also like to have fun and make sure our clients and customers are having fun too.
This is awesome. Chad, really loved the visit. I hope we get to do it again. How can people follow you? How can they find out more about you?
Well, I'm on Twitter. That's what I do, a little bit of Twitter. I'm not very good at it. I hate to say it, I'm an old-style cowboy. And then you can follow on the website, WPCA.com. We're on the website. And everywhere else, we're pretty well on. Wherever we can be, we try to be. We just try to do stuff.
Well, good luck this weekend in High River and, of course, Pinocchio. And, of course, really a lot of luck for you when you come back down to Calgary here for the Stampede. Chad, thanks for doing this.
All right, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Chad Harden joining us. Don't forget, this weekend, the WPCA is in High River. Guy Wiedick Days starts on Thursday and runs through Saturday.